Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix
100. Off the air here in the studios, we've been hearing Josh rave about all the hot female newscasters he got to hang out with yesterday at Broncos training camp. Ooh. Does your girlfriend know about this?
Oh,
does
she's
she
about
know that,
to.
You're lusting after all these hot reporters?
I think if she saw one in specific, she would not be mad about it.
Right?
She is.
Who is it?
Kay Adams, she's just like the most stunning broadcaster that you'll ever see. I mean, she's beautiful. You can't put it any other way. I was down at Broncos training camp yesterday, and she was there. So she kind of travels to every team throughout training camp. And yesterday, I got luck of the I got luck of the draw. Yeah,
she probably knows a lot about football too.
Oh, she does.
Okay, good.
No,
just want to put that out there.
Brilliant football mind as well. Like seriously, she knows her stuff.
Yeah. She's there for
a reason.
Like she's
zapped in already.
Oh, she's there for a reason for sure.
Yeah.
And she brought everybody voodoo donuts.
Stuff.
That's another thing.
That's nice.
She brought everybody voodoo donuts, which is so great. And I think I've also been like permanently babified. I know you just keep looking at her. Babified or wussified? I don't know how to say it. Working here with you guys, I have not had to take on as much of a sports load, meaning like I haven't had to cover the Broncos as much anymore. And when I went out there yesterday, it was so hot and I spent so many hours out there.
Okay. Cool me down.
Yeah, no. But I'm like,
spritz me with some water.
I'm so used to the AC. I'm like, bring me back to the AC.
Spoiled
I was drenched in sweat till like 3 p.m. yesterday.
Was she sweaty too?
Yeah.
She was looking good.
So into this sports story. This
is
funny.
The sports segment I can get on board.
Katie,
with.
Did you look her up?
Nicole, turn off the radio.
I know what Kay Adams looks
if
like.
My wife
she's
is
gorgeous.
Listening. Turn off the radio.
Stunning.
She's absolutely. You're right. She's stunning.
Is.
But she's also, like you said, a brilliant football mind.
I can never be with that type of person because it's hard enough being with Nick Knack, who loves football so much.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be nonstop.
Yeah.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And
no.
She gets to hang out with all the big, hot football dudes all day. So
yeah, she's
you know
in
how
locker
intimidating
rooms.
That would be.
Yeah.
Like, no thanks. You know, speaking of Nick Knack, she was messaging me this morning because, you know, we've gotten rid of all of our streaming services basically that we can watch football on.
Oh no.
She's like, "What are we going to do cuz season's firing up here?" I don't know. I have no idea. How she's thinking we just go get old school like digital antenna maybe.
Well,
you could for at least Broncos
because
Thursday
nights are
Amazon.
On Amazon Prime, so we still have Prime. I do have that.
Do you have cable for ESPN when the games are on ESPN?
No,
it's just Monday Night Football, but that's
Plus,
the Broncos' first game.
But what's Monday Night Football on?
ESPN.
ESPN, but you,
I don't
that's
have
a
ESPN.
Disney
but aren't
Plus
they usually
Hulu,
on like
right?
ABC as well?
I don't know. I think that's ESPN Plus. Yeah.
Monday nights usually on local.
The NFL is
the
worst at putting games on everything.
And some of them are on Peacock, I'm seeing now. Some Sunday night footballs are on Peacock.
That's a free app, though, right? Peacock
no.
is
no,
free,
it's not.
No.
Isn't it?
ESPN's not free.
Am I using somebody's Peacock accidentally?
Yep,
is that what I'm doing?
Yeah, and like we have no local channels right now, really. Like,
would YouTube TV be the best?
I blew
then?
Out YouTube TV because it was so expensive. I'm not paying $90
well,
a month for.
An antenna.
We were watching. Yeah, but is that going to get me all the games? I don't know.
Well,
I have no clue.
I need an NFL expert to call in or text me. How do I get all the NFL games?
You?
At least all the Bronco games.
Yeah.
I need all the Bronco games this season. 303-691-1649.
Tell us how.
Kay Adams, if you're listening, call in and let us know. With JKJ. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm going back to this because I am pissed. It is so difficult and so confusing to figure out how you can watch the Broncos games this upcoming season. On what streaming service? Do I need an antenna? Tyler wrote in and said you can get the games on Fox, NBC, and ABC with an antenna.
Mm-hmm.
But not all Monday games are also broadcast by ABC. The international games are the NFL Network only. Plus, there's Amazon exclusive games. What happened to the days where I just flipped on Channel 4 and I could watch every Broncos game?
Oh, yeah. That's
it's
not
too
like
much.
That. It's not like that anymore.
Now you need special apps to watch special games.
Yeah.
Maybe you need an antenna. Does the antenna look good on my 86-inch TV or is it going to be all grainy?
We did this to ourselves.
I hate this.
I know, but we asked for all of
and
our
I don't even care.
TV channels. Remember when we all were like, wouldn't it be great if I just paid for the TV channels I watched?
You're right.
That's what did this.
Now
so
it's a
we
nightmare.
Asked for it. It really is.
I mean, I guess I got Prime, so I can. What night are the Prime games on? Thursdays?
Thursday night.
So
is
we can
Prime.
Watch it on Prime if they're playing Thursday night.
But that's only like once a year.
Yeah. Right. You only get like one Prime game a year.
So then the other ones, I guess I'll need an antenna.
Yeah.
Or do we get ESPN when you have Disney Plus?
Yes,
it's part of that.
ESPN.
Yeah, you get
so
a
maybe
bundle.
I can watch
the bundle.
I don't know if I have the bundle.
If you just
I don't
have
want
Disney
a bundle.
Plus, no.
Yeah.
And I'm so sick of bundling.
I know.
I hate all of it. It's too hard.
Go Broncos.
No.
No, it is.
This isn't even for me. I'm trying to make my wife happy.
And it's one game a week. That's the thing is we try so hard. Like, and all of our teams, it's just like,
now what if
it's
I buy
harder to watch.
The NFL app. Isn't there an NFL app? Can I watch all the games on that?
Red Zone? Like, you can get Red Zone, and that'll show you all the games, like, in the real time. Well, that shows you the highlights. Like, you can watch all the games at the same time is what I mean. So you can, like, go in between games for Red Zone. But, I mean, that's not, like, that's for fantasy football, I feel, and, like, people who bet. Because, like, that's not for a local. Like, if you want to watch your team play, Red Zone's not it.
Yes, there is an official NFL app. It provides free access to latest news, score stats, and highlights. Plus, options to stream games.
No,
oh, now I got to get an NFL Plus subscription. Okay, hold on. If I get the NFL Plus subscription, shouldn't I be able to watch just every game via that?
Can you not do that?
Know.
Well, that's the thing. You can stream live, local, and primetime games on mobile devices.
But
with an NFL network,
right?
With a subscription.
Sometimes they get blacked out.
Yeah.
Well, then what do I do?
You have to go to your local, which means back to the antenna.
Exactly.
I don't want to buy an antenna. And will that look good on an 86-inch TV?
Hold on.
It's going to be a bunch of pixely little dudes running around, and we're not going to even enjoy it.
I know.
I hate football.
It's so bad.
Wait, I'm Googling it.
What are you Googling?
I know.
Why is this so horrible?
Can look discreet and blend in well.
Well,
with
I know how the antennas work.
No, like I'm seeing the picture. It says it's possible.
It's possible. See, I went too big on the TV.
Oh my goodness.
So I need to go buy a smaller TV.
Bro, I hate this.
I know.
Much.
Okay, and somebody wrote in and said YouTube TV is the best way to go for NFL games.
So,
but here's the problem. I canceled that because it's $90 a month.
That's crazy.
But I guess to make things incredibly simple, I could just do YouTube for the next few months. Until February, and then cut it off again, I guess.
Yeah, but it's not worth... That's $90 a month for just the Broncos. You're not going to flip on the game
do that.
For the Dolphins or the, you know, the Ravens.
And then there's this lady who keeps texting in. I'm not going to mention her name, but she wants me to hack a Fire Stick. She's like, my husband can come over and hack your Fire
Stick.
She's like,
I'm not joking about the Fire Stick.
Keep your hands off my Fire Stick, ma'am. Leave my Fire Stick alone, for God's sakes. There you go. There's your Mix 100 Sports Report.
We've got receipts. We've got drama. We've got Denver talking. It's the Mile High Hype. With JKJ.
Legends and icons.
On Mix 100.
Well, the Department of Transportation, they've done a little something-something. They've done a solid for a bunch of video game nerds. They've hired more than 2,000 video gamers as air traffic controllers, reaching 94% of its hiring goal. It's the most ever in a single year. They launched the recruitment campaign in April, targeting young adults with gaming skills.
That's so
transferable
smart.
To aviation, including multitasking, problem solving, and high cognitive function. This is perfect for gamers.
So perfect.
This is what they do.
They talk things out while they're doing
do.
It.
And I am very close to someone who flies planes a lot, and she says that ATC, air traffic control, is heavily short-staffed. And
looking,
I know you've got the acronym.
That's ATC on the XYZ, the FAA.
We talk about it so much, we had to shorten it a little bit.
The only thing I'm worried about is, like, gamers are used to, like, respawning and having unlimited lives. And I'm like, this is real life here.
Yeah.
Like, you've got to get it right 100% of the time.
Yeah.
You know, there's no going back after you fall into a lava pit or something.
And mom's not
like going
to bring you pizza rolls. Well, she might. I don't know that.
Right.
Like, it could still be a thing.
Yeah.
One time only.
That's pretty cool.
They
said
that
they're building the strongest, sharpest workforce in aviation history. So
really smart move, whoever made that happen. happened?
That's pretty solid right there.
Yeah.
Can I control these planes with my Xbox controller?
Exactly.
That is my only question. And do you have a fully stocked fridge of Mountain Dew? Code red.
Okay, so Taylor Farms is now recalling over a dozen different products linked to the poopy diarrhea
Still?
Lettuce. Now, I mean, we've talked about how they've expanded to jalapenos, but now they're expanding to even more things that might include lettuce or jalapenos or peppers or whatever that they're producing, like salsas and guacamoles that could potentially have all this stuff
in
there.
Not the avocados.
Avocados from Mexico.
I don't think it's hit the avocados yet,
well,
but part of the problem is, well, it's in their guacamole, they're mixing in like the jalapenos and various things.
Okay.
So that's what they're worried about, and they're recalling them from stores like Target and Walmart, Whole Foods, Trader Joe's, Kroger. So essentially right now, check your products, and if you have anything Taylor Farms, you probably should just try to go back in for a refund or just let it go.
What the
you know?
Frick did these guys do there?
What like, happened? That it's like this?
We got a number two. We got a number two.
Yeah. It's nuts.
Okay, so this is very local. Denver Water has moved beyond warnings, and they are now officially in the enforcement phase of their drought restrictions. They say customers are remaining limited to just 2 days a week right now. And those voluntary compliance restrictions haven't generated enough conservation. So last week, they got out in their little water vans, probably, and on their e-letters. And they're starting to send out the fines to the people who are not obeying by the water authority.
I heard it starts at like $250 too, so they're not playing.
Yeah, it's going to sting. They say we've got to conserve as much as we can right now. We're thinking about 2027 at this point. We don't know what the snowpack's going to look like this winter, so the goal is to just reduce at least 20% of the water usage right now.
And listen, I am not judging your grass right now. In fact, if I go out there and I see lush green fields in your yard, I'm judging that. I'm like,
mine's
mine
looks pretty good.
It's not okay. Like,
but
well,
I follow the rules. I am 2 days a week.
Okay.
Hand to God, I'm 2 days a week. But I have put so much Revive and different water-saving fertilizers down on my lawn. It's working.
Okay.
You know,
so
much so
the
little old lady that lives next door to me is constantly messaging us, what are you doing with your lawn?
Well, yeah.
Mine looks like Satan hit it.
Yeah.
It looks like the gates of hell open up on my front lawns.
Wow,
I've been praying to the rosary that my grass gets greener.
That little old lady's intense.
Yeah.
Huh?
She said, I've been sprinkling the holy waters on my lawn, but what do you got over there, Revive?
I was like, that's I've been
funny.
Praying to the Revive gods.
Exactly.
Man.
It's
yeah.
fine.
So anyway, use your Revive, people.
Okay. All right. So this thing in Alt that happened, did you hear about the Fall Festival, first of all, in August?
The...
It is so hot, and it's already the Fall Festival.
The balloon.
The microburst.
The microburst, yeah.
The microburst that caused the bounce house to fly high in Alt, and this bounce house slammed straight into a jam tent.
Not the
like,
jam tent.
Jams and jellies, like that kind of stuff. Preserved fruit everywhere, guys.
No!
And here's
Smuckers.
The thing. Yeah, Johanna Emery, she's the vendor and the owner of this homemade jam fruit tent thingy, and she's okay. She did get some, bruising and concrete smashed into her chest, which she's
Good
doing
God.
That. No, well, from her tent, because you know how they have
like the weights
the
and stuff
to
on
hold
them.
It down.
Yeah,
and it was
that sounds
concrete
horrible.
That smashed into her chest. I mean, if you see the pictures of this festival, the tents are demolished. Like
the microbursts
this
are microburst nuts.
Went through it.
It'll
it
take
did.
You out.
Absolutely. And so
I got to
owner...
ask you though: was there anybody in the bounce house?
No. I was just going to say the owner
that's
of the
too
bounce
bad.
Castle. No. We're so happy.
I have a weird fantasy of being in a bounce house.
Well, maybe you can do that, but
well,
the children
I don't
were
want
safe.
The children.
Thank you.
I want
the
full grown adults in there.
All safe.
Let me rephrase all that. I don't want any children in there getting hurt.
Okay, good.
Don't email me
there
your hate
go.
Letters today. Yeah. I, as an adult, would like to be in there when a microburst hits and go, wee!
Yeah.
I think it would be a blast.
I'm not gonna lie.
Are you
that
kidding
sounds
me?
Fun.
Right?
really
you're like
does.
Dorothy, the Wizard of Oz, the house up in the tornado, except
exactly.
you're in a big old bounce house. shaped like a castle.
That's just airflow going into it. The second you get swooped up, you're flat in there.
I was going to say.
Look at this guy over here, Bill Nye over here.
No,
I want to bounce around in there still.
Yeah. No, I know the bouncing part might be a little.
Physics.
I want snacks. I want some toast and some of that lady's jam while I'm up in there.
I think maybe we are
the product. Bill Nye over here.
We're the product of the trampoline where one of us would jump on one side and send the other flying. So that's why we think this is fun.
Yes. I want to get way up in the sky in a bounce house.
But man, the microbursts in Colorado are something else. I've never seen anything like it. I mean, the way that they just take things up and smash them into
generally
the ground,
what they do.
I have seen this so many times in different areas of Colorado. No place else.
You're a microburst expert.
I mean, I'm from the state of tornadoes. Like, North Dakota has so many tornadoes because it's so flat. And I saw a KFC sign go up and down.
I feel like you're making that up.
No, I didn't.
Colonel Sanders is up in the air.
I swear to goodness. But the microbursts around here are on another level. So, again, thankfully, everybody's okay. No kiddos were hurt, aside from the bruises and whatnot.
How many jars of jam were lost?
Oh, she lost $500, which to a small business is
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money. So if you see Johanna and her homemade jams out at other festivals,
buy two jars of her jam.
Make up for it because she went through it. My goodness.
Is her the name of her business? That's My Jam?
Oh, it needs to be. Jamming out something.
That's my jam.
Is pretty good.
That's My Jam.
You want it with that. Absolutely. Okay, so we need to talk about this because when you're on I-25 or any of the interstates, any of the roads, whatever, and you're driving and all of a sudden a motorcycle comes out of nowhere.
Hate it.
Splits right in between you and
that's
the car next
to you. That's when we need a microburst.
Oh, my goodness. Because that's the thing. When they're on motorcycles, the only way that that's legal is if traffic is stopped.
Yep.
And then they drive through.
Still hate it.
One person on a motorcycle, they learned the hard way. They were driving, I think it was on 88th Avenue. But they drove between two Colorado State Patrol vehicles marked CSP vehicles. completely illegal. It was all caught on camera because then, wait, there's more.
What?
Immediately after, this motorcycle crashes into a car in front of them. Oh, my goodness.
What are you doing?
Obviously, they came out and had to talk about it.
Was he drunk?
CSP. No, I just think that they didn't realize that they were doing this to two cops. I think that they just saw two cars, threw them off. It was one of those things where they didn't even know what they were doing. But they did have a CSP spokesperson come out and talk about how this is a perfect example of a legal lane splitting, not the legalized lane filtering, which is what we just talked about with the vehicles are stopped.
It makes me jump every time and they come flying up.
Whoa. Every time? I never see it.
They're
going to
take off a mirror.
I don't. And then do you also like screwed over to the left? Or, like, to get away from them? Like, for me?
No, if anything,
I try
to bump. Sometimes I open up my door.
No.
We're in trucks. We try to bump them.
We want everyone to be safe. No, I always get even farther away from them. I don't want anybody to hurt them.
Just a love tap.
And then I may even follow them just so everyone stays away from them. Like, I want to keep them safe. So I'm like
you're
the bubble.
You're such a mom.
I know. I'm such a mom. That is such a mom move. You don't like that?
No, okay. We're not like that.
Okay. But anyway, don't do that. Don't do that. And thankfully, everyone's okay in that example as well. But my goodness. All right. And then we're going to close it out today.
Oh, God, there's more.
You're going to love this. You're going to love this. All right. Lakewood priest who rides his scooter to church and posts inspirational quotes on Facebook like your grandma.
What is he
doing? His name is Father Weetold Kadzimartzidik.
Well done.
What?
Good.
He's been at this Lakewood Church for 6 months. He's from Poland, and he's got jokes. Do we have those jokes? Do we?
Oh,
have
did
those
you pull
jokes?
Audio?
I
you
did,
gotta let me know.
I know. I didn't let
Katie,
you know.
Katie, let me know you
but
pull
it was,
audio.
He just said, "I've got jokes." So then it's such a hard one.
Well, there's your mile high.
Great audio.
Are we done now?
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.
Boy, I guess thoughts and prayers this morning. Thoughts and prayers to Katie's one-eyed mother.
Oh.
who has become quite the character on this show.
You don't have to preface it with that, though. She doesn't like that.
She doesn't like it? But, yeah, I mean, she's got one eye. That's how we've all come to love her and adore her. Because she's got one eye. Come on.
That's just you. But, yes, my mom.
That's what makes her unique.
She went through it this weekend, Jeremy.
What happened?
Okay. So my mom loves to camp. And she's such an active person. I worry about her sometimes with all the activity that she does. But she loves to camp. She goes camping with her friends a lot in the summer. And so she was out camping and at like 11 o'clock at night went to go use the like porta potty, essentially, right?
Yeah, a little outhouse or whatever.
But yeah, like it's an actual little bathroom, though, that you walk into and there's a toilet and stuff. So it's not just a little porta potty.
It's like an outhouse.
It is, like, yeah. But so she walks in there, immediately slips, falls, cracks her head on the concrete toilet, and then so she doesn't hurt the back of her head. Mm-hmm. She puts her hand behind her head so it doesn't crack on the floor.
Yeah.
She broke her wrist.
Did she really?
My mom is a barber.
Yeah.
And she just broke her left wrist in March.
How did she do that?
She, again, fell. And so she just broke her left wrist in March, and that was just slowly healing. Again, she cuts hair for a living.
This is bad news
for
your
mom. She had to take time off when the left wrist broke. It was just finally becoming better, then she breaks her right wrist, her dominant
hand. What's she going to do?
So she's going to be out of work for a couple months now.
Does she have somebody that can help her cut hair?
My brother has to take care of her.
Is he going to start cutting hair?
He can't cut hair, no. She's going to lose out on some money. We're kind of concerned about my mom right now in that regard, but thankfully my brother's going to be there to help take care of certain things.
Because
here's the thing, I didn't realize this. My mom's like, yeah, my friend Holly's going to come over and help me put my bra on tonight.
Oh, Holly sounds friendly.
She's going to come back on Tuesday and help me put it on again. And I was like, wait,
who's
you're
taking
just
going
to keep your bra on that whole time, Mom? She's like, well, I kind of have to when this happens.
Can she just do like a sports bra?
You can't, but even that, you can't. There's so many things that her left wrist is barely better.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. She was, of all the things, she's like, I can't cook, you know, like they're having to like eat a lot of things that are already prepared, which my mom hates. Like, she's just like, all of these things, she can't reach things like, because she,
you can't stretch. There's so much.
Things.
You can't button your pants.
She can't button her pants.
How's she?
It's a big deal.
I mean, you think about restroom.
It's so funny because this did come up where she was like, I can wipe my own butt.
Okay, and well, she's got that going for her.
I said, thank God. And then audibly in the background, I heard my brother, thank God.
What do you do in that situation? Yeah. You got to help mom out, I guess.
He's the one taking care of her. And I'm just so grateful. I have the best brother on the planet.
You
and
owe
it's
him.
In cases like this that we really see it. I mean, Bubba, he's the best. There's no better than Bubba.
You guys starting to have some hard conversations about your mom?
This was such an eye-opener because I am just like, what do you mean you fell?
Again.
And I get it. Like, again. I know. Again.
This is time to have some conversations.
I have never, ever, ever worried about my mom because she's the healthiest person in the family. Like, she's the oldest of all of her siblings, and she's in the best shape of everybody. Like, my mom works out every day. She, you know, drinks fiber shakes for breakfast. Mm. My mom is known
Thank
for
God
saying
she can
that
wipe herself.
When, I know.
Thank God.
That's what my brother said. That's what my brother said.
Wow.
But no, my mom is known for saying the skin of the apple, that's a treat when she eats she only eats the skin of the apple. And then and she eats the actual fruit, that's a treat for her because that's the extra sugar.
Weird.
Like, my mom's like that. She's so healthy. So I've never worried about her in the sense of,
but she's going to be okay.
Is she going to be okay?
She's going to be okay
It's going to be fine. It's her wrist. So but when you start getting older, you know, your bones, like,
takes longer to heal. You're definitely more fragile.
Yes.
She's going to bruise like crazy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like,
she's
going
to look bad.
Her face is all busted up. My brother
she's
going to
look so bad.
My brother said she came home. This happened Friday night. She still camped with all of her friends until Sunday.
She's this hearty North Dakota chick, though, too.
She didn't want to, quote, ruin the vibe. Mom, you need to go to the hospital. Her whole face is covered in bruises. And so
she better go see if she like broke her.
She did. No, she went to the doctor. She went to the doctor. She got the whole concussion protocol. But like, she walked in the door, didn't even call my brother. And so she walks in the door and he's like, what happened to you? You
know? I fell in an outhouse. No big deal. Life goes on.
Oh,
She's a hardy North Dakota chick.
She really is. She's as hardy as all get out.
She's going to bounce back.
Yeah, yeah. She sure will. But it is, you're right. It kind of just like.
But you probably should start. Is it just your brother? Do you have a, you have your sister?
I have an older sister. You have the more successful sister. There's four of us. Okay. Again, yeah. Why are you prefacing everything today?
Yeah, she's super successful. So
yeah,
you guys
still
should probably sit down and have a conversation about what's going on with your mom. And like, if you're going to have to ship her out here, she might have to live with you.
I know.
Because you're. You're got nothing else. You're single. Like you can.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Damn,
your other well, siblings really are really busy and they have families and
painting a pretty picture for me, aren't you?
Yeah. So you might have to adopt your mother and have her at the house.
Which that would
why
be
wouldn't
awesome.
You? You could bring her in on a daily basis. Yeah. So we could like look at her fake eye and stuff. Mm-hmm. It'll be awesome.
At least she wipes her own butt.
Hey, quick question. When she fell, did the eye pop out?
No, stop it, Jeremy. Why is that your question?
You feel like if you hit hard, that eye's
into Mama the forest. Mitchell's doing fine.
Boom, which in the forest somewhere. Oh, ladies, I have a question for you. Katie, I think you're a lady, right?
Hey, yeah.
Most
yes,
of the time.
Jeremy.
She does a lot of scratching and burping and farting and spitting, but.
Shut up.
Ladies, at what age do you all morph into crazy plant ladies?
Oh, I'm
what
not
age
there.
Is that? Because I think Nick Nack is. Is there?
Is that happening?
It's happening in my house.
Oh.
Every time I turn around, there's another plant popping up in the house. How many little gnats we got flying around?
Oh,
the
house? I bet. That's the thing is they bring the bugs.
You
for
gotta,
sure.
Yeah, you can't overwater them. You can't underwater them. There's all sorts of rules. I joke. My house is not disgusting like that. But every now and then, there's a gnat flying around, and I'm like. Too many plants.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I went upstairs last night, and in the master bathroom, there's a ledge, and there's like a 4-foot-tall plant all out of nowhere on this ledge. And I'm like, where the hell did this come from?
And I'm sure it scared you at first. You thought it was a person.
Like, yeah, I was like, is this what, fake? Yeah. And I went over and like squeezed it and looked. I was like, no, this is... It's another plant in the house. And I was like, Nicole, Nick Nack. And she said, well, it's a rescue. It's her rescue plant.
The rescue plants?
It's a rescue plant. Yeah. She was in Sam's Club, and all these plants were on clearance for $10, and they were shoved way in the back in the dark, and they weren't getting sold. She said she had to rescue it. It was her rescue plant.
Sounds like Baby Nana. That's what
does
she
do that too?
She has 87 plants
oh
in her.
Oh, my God. That's
she has
too many.
In her room and then out in like the laundry room area because she has the basement where she lives. So in just the basement
how do you
area,
walk around?
Baby Nana has 87 plants
wow.
within that little
that's
space.
Too much maintenance and watering.
But she loves it. Like she, once a week, she does her plants. Like she waters and takes care of her plants. And she tries to give me rescue plants.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know that that's
no, you'll kill
a
it for
slow,
sure.
tragic death for them.
You're really busy.
I killed an air plant once. Like,
yeah, you
I just
can't do
killed
that.
A succulent accidentally.
Those are so easy to take
I
care
know,
of.
Like,
like
I
does she know, like, do all these
it.
Plants get along? Because can you put, like, certain species of plants with other species? Do they fight? Or do they release
no.
chemicals and try to kill each other?
From
or?
What I understand, all plants get along. So
really?
It's all this one inclusive plant community.
So she's starting early. Because she's young. She's a Zia,
oh, yeah.
right?
This is one of those little grandma habits that little Gen Zers do.
Yep,
where,
so
you know,
she's starting early.
After she's done taking care of her plant, she
knits.
Crochets in yeah. a little plant.
Wait till she's my
koozie.
Wife's age. She's going to be living in a greenhouse
I
then.
Know.
I know.
Yeah.
She's going to morph. So I gave a shout out to our teachers and students a little bit ago from Adams 12 School District and Littleton Public Schools. All going back to school today. Hopping on those buses, hanging out in the carpool lanes, wondering if they're going to have pigs in a blanket for lunch. Congratulations to all the kiddos heading back. Andrea also wrote in and said, give a shout out to the Jeffco teachers because they're headed back in today to get some things done, get those bulletin boards in order.
Mm-hmm.
So shout out to our teachers in Jeffco heading back today. We appreciate you guys so darn much. Katie had a story the other day about the hardest grade that you'll ever attend in school.
Yeah. So if you have a kiddo that's getting ready to go back into third grade, maybe you can give them...
That's the hardest one.
Yeah, a little extra attention. And here's why. They break it down pretty easily. They talk about how third grade can bring big emotions because kids are growing socially, but they're still trying to learn how to manage their feelings. So they're out there.
Same kids. You
know, well, exactly.
Same.
And here's the thing is a lot with third graders, you may see them overconfident at one point because they're trying to overcompensate for not knowing how to do things, right?
Wow.
But overwhelm the next. So it's really hard. That grade is really hard
for
kids to kind of navigate. I think it is. I agree 100%. This is
a grade that we've got to start learning long division.
Well, no, it's like the fact that they have to learn how to be a little human, but they're still trying to figure out how to do it. Like, there's no textbook
for that.
Just
worried about when they're getting the next juice box.
I know. So, but then they're also learning how to become friends with people, how to develop their own personality. There's a lot that happens into third grade.
I didn't
grade.
Realize that third grade was intense.
Third grade
I don't remember all this. It's very
vivid in my brain. Like,
really?
It was my favorite teacher, Mr. Thompson. He was the teacher who called me Katie. All the other teachers called me by my real government name, Katrina. Made me seem like I was in trouble, but he was like, "What do you want to be called?" And I was like, "Well, Katie." And he's like, "Okay." And from then on,
Katie
I was
is.
Katie.
Now
exactly.
sit crisscross applesauce.
I felt seen thanks to Mr. Thompson. And so I just think that if more people realize that about third grade, like really, you know, dial in on them in that third grade period of their lives. Because
all
need
the
it.
Kids going into third grade this morning have giant eyes right now. I'm like, what
Wait
am I getting
minute.
Into?
What is happening?
The fun stuff. Starts now with Fast Five.
Gonna be happy to hear Mom on the radio.
How fast can you be?
Fun to just play the game. We're a big fan of the show.
It's time. It's time to play Fast Five.
303-691-1649
with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
It is definitely time, and with those schools getting back in session, it's gonna be a little harder to get in to play Fast Five. So get on it right now. Be ready to call. Like right now. 303-691-1649. One mix, 303-691-1649 if you'd like to play Fast Five, which is brought to you by our very good partners. Up at Bally's Casino Blackhawk, they have the best value with $5 blackjack and $5 menu items daily. Hi, everybody at Bally's Casino.
Hey, hey.
Hey, hey. Call in. We'll get you on the air. We'll get to know you a little bit, and then I'll toss a category at you and start a 10-second timer. Within those 10 seconds, you got to give me five things that have to do with that category. You think you can pull it off and you've never played before? We'd love to talk to you. 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. Katie, give us some examples.
Okay, so you've asked for things like name five laptop brands. Another one, five famous mob bosses. So all over the place. And the one that won it yesterday, five restaurants that start with the letter P. Landon was the big winner. So yeah, all kinds of categories when it comes to Fast Five, Jeremy.
I will tell you guys, if you call in and all of a sudden you get placed on hold, you'll hear the radio station in your phone. Don't hang up, because sadly, a ton of you are getting in. We're putting you on hold, and then you instantly hang up. Don't do that. 303-691-1649 if you'd like to play Fast Five this morning with JKJ. Katie got a prize this week that's banging, girl.
Yeah, I love when we send you to the best venue on the planet. So you're going to Red Rocks, and you're going there to see Train, Bare Naked Ladies, and Matt Nathanson. So, yeah. Great show. It's coming up August 17th, so that's Monday, coming up this Monday. You could be there if you win Fast Five.
How do we sneak into that?
I know.
Do we know anybody?
We were talking about that, how that's like
we got a guy?
Three concerts in one. That's like three headliners for you. So,
like
yeah.
For me, that's
we
like...
We may know a guy.
That's
yeah.
Like late 90s, early 2000s,
oh,
you know, take me back to high
yes,
school.
Yes, absolutely. So, it's going to be a great show.
I'm into it. I am definitely into it. All right, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. Again, you guys, if you get placed on hold, don't hang up. We're doing double duty here. There, we'll put that one on hold. All right, who do we got? We got Connor. Hi, Connor. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Well, we're super dopes. What are you doing today?
Working on the golf course. So.
Oh, which golf course?
Yeah.
Meridian.
Nice.
Oh, yes.
Very nice. So what do you do out there?
So I'm in sales, so just trying to close some deals on the golf course.
We've got big deals going on the golf course today, Gabe. Big deals.
The way you talked about it, I thought you were like manicuring, like making the green.
No, he's got deals. He's like, how do I get you into these 18 holes today, huh?
Correct.
What can I do? All right, well, good for you, bud. What do I have for you? I got a bunch more that came in from listeners last night, and I love using these. All right, so no cheating and no help, Connor.
You got it.
All right, my friend. In 10 seconds, give me five famous men named Brad. Go!
Brad Pitt, yep. Brad Paisley, Brad...
Yep. Uh-oh.
Hurry. Brad Hopp, Brad...
Brad Garrett, and who's that little comedian guy? Brad Williams.
The but yes, comic. Yes.
Connor, you failed, buddy. But it was really nice talking to you. Thanks for kicking things off. Don't be sad.
Hey, hope you guys have a great day.
Later,
too,
buddy.
Connor, bye.
Thanks.
Bye. Oh, poor fella. Quinn.
Hello.
Hello. What are you doing today, Quinn?
Just on my way to work.
Yeah, what do you do, buddy?
I manufacture commercial cleaning products.
Yeah, you do. Like a boss.
Sure do.
Yeah, buddy.
Uh-huh.
Is that what you've always hoped and dreamed to do?
No.
Well.
But it's paying the bills.
Tell us
so
more
whatever.
About that.
What are your hopes and dreams?
I'm hoping to go to EMT school and get that stuff figured out and hopefully become a firefighter one day.
Attaboy!
I love that, Quinn!
That's what we're talking about. My dad was career firefighter, fire chief. He was in it for about 50 years, buddy. It's a very good career.
Yeah.
It was awesome having a dad as a firefighter. I will tell
you that
much.
I love that you want to help people. That just warms my heart.
Quinn, my joke consistently is when people say, hey, do you like radio? Do you like what you do? I always say, I should have been a firefighter.
Yeah, he really does. He's very jealous of you.
Oh, yeah. That's a good gig, my friend.
A very good career.
All right, Quinn, turn down your radio.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay. Don't let it happen again.
Listen to us through your phone.
Quinn, in 10 seconds, you can't say 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 either, okay? You'll understand why.
Can't okay.
Blank 1, blank 2, blank 3. But in 10 seconds, I need you to reel off real or fictional 5 famous Queens, go.
Queen Elizabeth.
One.
Queen.
Come on.
Oh, no.
It's all right. No
that
big deal.
That was a stumper.
It's hard.
Yeah.
Go to work. Make your money, Quinn. Good luck with your future. It was nice talking
to you.
I
will.
All right.
Thank
bye,
you,
Quinn.
Later, buddy. What a good guy.
I know.
That's a good
love
guy.
That that's what he wants to do with his life.
Oh, Jessica.
Yes.
Yes. What are you doing right now, Jessica?
I'm on my way to work.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a physical therapist.
All right. Good. Good. Yes. What are your hopes and dreams?
What are my hopes and dreams?
Yeah. You got
to be happy.
Oh,
that's a good one.
To live a happy life.
Basic.
No,
basic.
It's not. It takes work to be happy.
Basic.
So good for you, Jessica.
Do you want anything like, are you saving for anything or a special vacation or car?
I had an amazing trip to Costa Rica one time, and I would really love to go back there.
That's what I'm talking about.
Montezuma, Costa Rica, it was magical.
Yes,
there we go.
That sounds dreamy.
Yeah.
Mm. Cocktail on the beach.
Uh-huh. What made it magical?
Or Spain. Well, the place I was at was magical in and of itself. It's called Anamaya. I highly recommend it.
Okay.
But they grow their own food in their farm next door. So it's all very fresh. And it was kind of all-inclusive, a yoga retreat thing.
Ooh.
So, yeah, it's actually what launched me to come to Colorado. I was talking about moving here and just needed, it was my like catapult.
Yeah. And here you are, listening to us goofballs in the morning. You're
exactly.
The best.
You made it
Am
happen,
I on the radio?
Jessica. You are on the radio
right now.
I wasn't sure if this was like a pre-show or not.
No, this is not
you're
pre-gaming it. You're on.
It's really happening.
Are you freaking out right now?
Do we want to put her on the radio?
No, girl, you're on right now.
Really doing it.
Anybody you want to say hi to?
No, not really.
Yeah.
I'm
Yeah.
There we go.
All right, Jessica.
I almost just missed my exit. That's okay, though.
All right, let's focus. All right, let's do Fast Five. Your letter is R, like a pirate. R, like robot. In 10 seconds, I need 5 restaurants that begin with that letter R. Go!
That's hard.
Hard.
I don't think I know any.
That's sad for you.
On the air.
Yeah, he sees up, right?
I know.
Well, I'm going to hold on to that. Maybe you'll drive by a Red Robin on the way to work or something.
Or Ruby
Tuesday.
I'm sorry.
What else is there?
I can't tell you that. I'm going to reuse this one.
Because you're going to reuse it. Okay, that's fair.
You'll think of a bunch. It was really nice meeting you and talking to you. You have a great day. Yeah. Thanks for having us on.
Thank you. You too.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Jessica.
She was sweet, too. People are calling and hanging up again. Don't do that. 303-691-1649. That's very rude. I kind of want to call them back and then hang up. Right. I'm going to call them and hang up. Uh-oh, we got a Kyle on the line. It's a Kyle. Hi, Kyle.
How's it going?
We're super dupes, buddy. My little screen says you're going back to work.
Yep, headed back to work. Got back from vacation yesterday.
Oh, so. Good for you. Where were you?
We were over in Flaming Gorge.
Nice. That's beautiful.
Yep.
Very good. All right. What are you saving for right now? Anything good?
Nothing too exciting at the moment.
I guess you just blew your wad on vacation.
Saving for school supplies for tomorrow when school starts.
No joke, man. Yeah. We were up like over $200-$300 with all that. Ugh.
Mortgage payment. It's crazy.
All right, let's see how into, I guess this would be science fiction. You like sci-fi?
Oh. No. We'll find out.
Shouldn't be too hard for you. Especially when you start thinking about one particular movie. But in 10 seconds, give me 5 fictional robots. Go!
CP3PO.
Yeah.
R2D2.
Yep. CP230. Well, that was pretty good.
And one of those letters, numbers.
And the Terminator. He's a robot, right? RoboCop. Wally. Wally's a robot.
Man.
Kyle, you really crapped the bed, but it was nice talking to you.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Later. Bye, Kyle. Anybody going to win this today? I might have to do 5 of your favorite colors. Natalie!
Hello.
Well, hello. How are you today?
Pretty good.
All right, good.
Is that baby?
What the heck is that in the background?
Oh. Yeah, it's 2 babies.
That's a lot of babies. Oh, my goodness.
It sounds like 20, but it's only 2.
That's horrible.
No, it's not. It's adorable. It was so cute. I love that little baby.
Oh, yeah. They just keep going, don't they?
Yeah, they just don't stop.
They just going.
How old are they?
3 and 1.
Yeah, they're kind of at that age.
They're just making sounds to make sounds.
Super annoying. All right.
No, it's not.
Okay, what do I have for you? 5 annoying sounds. Ready? Okay. In. I dare you right now, Natalie, to turn around and tell those kids to shut up. No. Be like, shut up.
No.
Thank you, Natalie. You don't
I dare you. This is
up.
The one time I want you to put me on speakerphone.
No. No. That's a cute. Listen how cute that baby is.
All right, let's get this over with so we can get you off the phone. Natalie, you know I love you. All right, in 10 seconds, give me 5 things. 5 things you might say to a cop. To get out of a ticket. Go.
Mommy.
You were distracted by those annoying children. Mommy.
Just a little bit.
Natalie, have a good day. We love you.
Thank you.
Good luck
Bye,
out
Natalie.
There. My God, I'm done with this. I'm so done with this game today.
We need a winner.
Larry, I'm done. I'm really, really done with this. I'm bored now.
Yeah?
Yeah. Can you wrap it up for us?
I think so. We can do it.
All right.
We can do it.
Larry,
you focused?
We'll find out. We'll find out.
All right. First of all, thank you for having us on in the morning, and thank you for listening. It's very kind of you.
Yes, sir.
Now, Larry, in 10 seconds, give me 5 jobs that might require you to wear gloves. Go.
Gardening, mechanic, farming.
Come on.
Grocery, food worker, produce worker.
There you go, Larry. No.
But that was all the... Grocery produce. That's all the same thing.
But he said food worker.
Grocery produce. I didn't know what to say. Dang
no,
it.
No. I don't think you got
that
it.
Was totally
not at all. Grocery produce. That's like grocery. That's you're still in the grocery store.
But you said grocery produce and food worker. And then he had mechanic.
And food worker?
No, it was mechanic. It was gardener. It was.
Katie's losing her mind over
worker.
Here.
No,
Larry.
He totally had it.
Did I not say farmer? I'm
you
a farmer.
Did. You're
a farmer?
Wow. Yes, sir.
Yes.
All right. I'm going to turn 100%. Katie's mic down before I kill myself. Larry, what are you supposed to say when you win Fast Five?
What was that?
What are you supposed to say when you win Fast Five? Do you know?
No, I have no idea.
I need you to say, Jeremy, play the Winnie Win sound.
Jeremy, play the Winnie Win sound,
yes,
please.
Yes, sir. Just for you. Just for you.
Oh, my God. You know how long I've tried to get on a radio show and win something? Oh, my gosh.
I'm so happy for you. Don't cuss.
Larry, your
I'm so sorry.
Don't.
So
no. You didn't cuss.
Excited.
Just don't cuss. Don't ruin it.
Okay.
But, dude, congratulations.
Dude, holy cow.
This is great.
Heck yeah.
Like,
the Red Rocks. I've never been to Red Rocks. Been wanting to go there.
Dude, this is a bunch of firsts for you.
Dude, yeah. I'm so excited. You have no idea.
I love this. Larry, you're awesome, buddy.
Dude, heck, y'all are awesome. Heck yeah, I'm so glad I listened to y'all.
Woo-hoo, we are too, Larry.
We definitely appreciate you, Larry. Are you truly a farmer? Y'all. Are you really a farmer?
I am. I'm raking hay right now as we speak in a tractor.
This is fantastic. Larry, when we get you off the phone, I'm going to put you on hold, but send us back a selfie of you farming today. It's the same number that you just called to play this goofy game. Send us back a selfie, and I'll put it on our social.
Sweet. Will do.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.
All right, so I woke up for work today at the butt crack of dawn and pulled out of the driveway, pitch black out, and as I'm backing out, you know, checking behind me left and right, and I look over to the right, and I'm like, what the frick is that in the front yard? I was like, what is that? It's like, is that a trash can? So I put it in park, got out of my car, walked over to my front lawn. There's a giant kayak on my front lawn.
What?
A bright blue giant kayak laying right on my lawn.
Do you
I'm
have
like,
a
what
kayak?
What is this? I don't have a kayak.
Okay, so it's not your kayak.
I thought, was it a windstorm last night that
I
slept
windy.
Through?
It was really windy, but did it bring a kayak
there a kayak on my front lawn?
Okay.
So I didn't know what to do. I was like, well, I guess I'm leaving this. I got to get to work. I'm not going to wake up the neighborhood by trying to drag this thing around to the side of the house or something. But remember a couple weeks ago, I told you how incredibly proud I am of my son and a handful of his buddies because they are true boys, like straight out of the 80s and 90s, where they go out on adventures.
Uh-huh.
And they gather things and they have fun and they do activities outside. They're not sitting inside playing Fortnite and hanging on the screens
all
day.
They had a mattress on some skateboards.
That's
not
the
too
one.
Long ago. Yeah.
They went around and this guy had a bunch of inflatable air mattresses that he had on the curb for free. So they blew them all up, these giant queen size mattresses. And they were strapped. Them to skateboards and stuff with bungee cords and zipping down the streets laying on these mattresses. And I was like, hell yeah, this is what boys are supposed to do.
Yeah.
Fast forward about another week later, they were out finding more free things on the side of the street. They found an old, like, refrigerator, which they then proceeded to lay on its side and build another car out of that. So they were all sitting in this refrigerator zipping up and down the street. They found old microwaves in a dumpster, so of course they go and put a bunch of different things in the microwaves to see, you know, how hot they can get things, if things explode.
Oh, yeah, being boys.
Typical
Fun
boys.
Fun fact, Coke cans are awesome when you put them in the microwave for like 10 minutes.
Kids don't do this.
That gets you hot.
They get really hot. They were going and pulling them out. Of course, they had like all this protective gear on. Okay,
yeah.
They had like a catcher's mask and goggles, and you know, so they would grab these cans and they throw them up in the air and they drop and boom, they blow up. Pretty neat stuff if you want to try it later this afternoon.
After 10
but don't do it, kids.
Parents
don't do that.
Yeah, kids.
Listen, it led to a conversation with me and my son saying, be careful.
Good. Like, I'm glad you had the combo.
You need your grandpa to call you who has seen it all in the fire industry? I'm like, just stay back from all that. Don't blow a hand off or anything, please. Be careful. So everybody who's angrily texting right now, you shouldn't let them do that. Listen, I've had the talk with them. But they're being
totally
boys.
He's totally going to listen to you. Absolutely.
They're
he's
being
listen
boys.
To every word you said.
They're having fun. He's actually been listening, so I'm happy. So, last night, another dumpster situation. They were out searching the neighborhood. Somebody had a dumpster out in front of their house. And sure enough, there's a giant blue kayak sticking out of the dumpster. So they pulled it out, and they attached it to the back of one of the kids' e-bikes. Hopped in it, and they were dragging each other around the neighborhood. They also went over to this big hill. There's a big hill in our neighborhood that it's like a sledding hill in the winter. And they were taking turns. They were taking turns sitting in the kayak and sliding down the hill. Nicole sent me some videos this morning. The best part, from what I understand, is there was like five of them all hanging out. So all five of them climbed on top of this kayak. And they were waiting for some guy to come running by, because it's like on a jogging path, too. A guy came by jogging. They were like, hey, can you push us all down this hill? So this dude on the jogging path went over, let all five of them pile onto it, and he shoved them all down the hill.
It's a good guy.
I was like, that is a good guy.
It's a good guy.
So somehow, at the end of the night, when it was all said and done, they decided to bring the kayak back over to my house and dump it in our front yard. So now I've got this thing that I don't know what to do with. How long is he going to stay here? I guess I'll have to deal with that when I get home later this afternoon, because I'm going to make him like pull it to that weird kid's house who's blowing things up.
Yeah, it's going
to
kill your grass.
But isn't that funny? Like to wake up and have a kayak in your front yard. And you're right, Kitty. Like, I love this.
No, absolutely. And I love that you are the awesome parent. You're the house that all the kids talked about. Like, where do we bring this kayak? What do we do with it? They came up with your house. Together. Like, that means you are the awesome parent.
I wouldn't go that far.
Well, that's what I'm coming to terms with here.
I wouldn't go that far.
What do you mean?
I think the kid's house where they're blowing stuff up in the microwave, that's probably the cool parent's house.
Well, why are they bringing
They know
to yours,
better
then?
Than to bring that and put it on my nice lawn.
Sir, there was a kayak in your front lawn this morning. So
I think they panicked
the awesome
or something and they had to dump it. Yeah. Because I think my son would know better. Like, my dad's not going to want this in the house.
No?
Yeah.
Sir, there was a kayak
if
on your lawn this morning.
And it's still there. I'm getting my saws all out. And I'm cutting this thing in half.
And you're not the awesome parent
And then
anymore.
Half again. And then half again. And I'm going to try to fit it into my trash cans. But bottom line.
I take it back.
Again, I can't be mad at this. Because I love that all these boys
I do too.
Head out every night. They try to find junk on the side of the road. They go through dumpsters. And they're having a hell of a time.
Yeah.
And they're having fun.
Yeah.
This is like something you'd see in a coming-of-age like movie from Disney, you know?
Yes.
The kids are out having fun.
Absolutely.
So I'm very excited about that. But, man, the kayak, that got me this morning. I was like, I haven't got time for this. I really don't. All right, we got a little moral dilemma for you guys that we like to read on the air each and every week. Comes from our listeners. We love that because we get all up in your business.
Mm-hmm.
But then we let you guys call in and sound off, give your thoughts and opinions. So be ready for that. This is from Jamie in Lakewood. Hi, Jamie. Jamie says, holy crap, ... I heard about Katie's epic car find situation, and I'm going through the same thing. Yeah, we talked about Katie's car a couple days ago. She's got a sweet car from the 1900s with some
Cookie.
Low miles. So she, did you name it Cookie?
I named it Cookie. Yeah, sorry.
Threw me off there for
kind
a second.
Random,
I was like, why'd you just throw Cookie out
like,
there?
I thought you were like hungry for
Katie's
a second.
Katie's hungry again.
I'm like, Katie,
Jeez.
We're doing a show here. No. Go get your Chips Ahoy on your own time.
Her name's Cookie.
Cookie.
Okay.
Yes.
What the hell was that? Now Josh is joining us.
Sorry.
What the hell? Okay, so Jamie says, long story short, a friend did me a solid, sold me a car they were getting rid of, gave me a great deal too, about $1,000
under Kelly Blue Book. So I took it to my mechanic for a once-over, expecting the usual, yep, this is a car, it runs. Instead, he basically dropped a bomb on me. He said, this car is a find.
Oh.
Apparently, collectors of this particular model will pay 10 times what I paid for it.
Yes.
10 times. Naturally, I did what any responsible adult would do. I immediately Googled the heck out of it, and my mechanic was right. I could literally sell this thing for an incredibly nice profit. Now, here's the thing. I still need a car, but I could buy a perfectly decent used one and have a whole lot of money left over with this one. Sounds like I just won the car lottery, right?
Yeah.
She said, there's one problem. My friend clearly had no idea what they had. I love this line. She goes, now I'm stuck in neutral. And she goes, zing. Oh. If I sell the car, do I come clean? Do I give my friend a cut of the profit? Do I keep my mouth shut? Because technically we agreed on a price and the car is now mine. I'm not looking for the legal answer here. I'm looking for the moral answer.
Okay.
Every time I think about cashing in, my stomach starts doing donuts. So, guys, the right thing to do? Use this for your show knows segment. Hmm. It's driving me crazy, she said.
Oh, gosh.
Love you guys. Love Katie's laugh. It's contagious. And that's from Jamie in Lakewood. So listen, if you want to sound off about Jamie's situation, phone lines are open. Calls, comments, texts, whatever. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. Phone lines are already ringing. Katie.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I want you to sound off about this because you truly are kind of in the same situation.
Absolutely. I mean, I literally just went through this. Jamie's right. I mean, it definitely tugs at your moral heartstrings, if you will, because, you could make some money, but you might feel bad about it.
She didn't give us numbers. I got to know what she paid, but if this thing is 10 times... I mean, what, she paid $2,000 and she could sell it for $20,000, say?
That's a big profit.
That's a lot of cheddar, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, I mean, we could probably be right in that ballpark, you know, of what she paid versus what it's worth. So it's probably a sweet little ride that her friend had no idea. But I know a lot of people out there that are not car people. They don't know what they have.
Exactly.
And they're just looking to unload, right?
And something that I found out is the Kelly Blue Book price doesn't reflect what, you know, collectors will pay. Or
correct.
If there's like a niche buy for this kind of thing.
Correct.
It's not going to say that. It's only going to say what the Kelly Blue Book says it's worth. It can be very confusing when it comes to selling and buying a vehicle.
Well, she's stuck in neutral, you guys. I hate that because that's a solid line that
it
I would
really
have used.
It
Jamie
really
came
is.
Up with it. What should Jamie do? She got this car from a friend, got a great deal, found out that it's worth like 10 times what she paid for it. Should she sell it, take the cash? Should she give some cash back to the original owner? Should she shut up about it? Hi, Patrick.
Good morning.
Hey, buddy.
Hi.
What would you do in this situation?
Keep it. Wouldn't lose an ounce of sleep over it.
No.
Something just happened to me in a very similar way. I bought a trailer. I didn't even know there were collectible trailers.
Yeah.
I paid about $4,000 for it, and I found out about 3 weeks later from some feedback from other people who saw me driving it that they go for about $55,000 to $60,000. There's only a handful of them in the country.
So did you sell it?
And I'm thinking about it. Yeah, absolutely. You know, the moral dilemma for me comes in if you knew that information beforehand.
Correct.
And kept it to you. That's where I would feel uncomfortable about it. But things in society and value are so fickle. Well, what happened if this was a straight deal and then the world decided it was a awesome collectible thing a year later? Do you then owe her then? Well, what about 5 years?
Right. Yeah, that would be totally different. I wouldn't feel guilty about that. I guess, like Katie was saying off the air, the moral dilemma for us would be finding that out like right away, and then you feel bad for your friend that your friend is missing out on that opportunity.
Yeah,
you know,
like that's the piece here. Because did you buy the trailer from your friend?
I did.
You did. You did, you said?
But you know what?
Oh, yeah.
You know what, Patrick?
Yeah.
You know what's funny is it's different when it's dudes as well,
it
I think.
Is.
Like,
it's
if
so
that
different.
Happened to me and a buddy, I'd be like, too bad, dude. You screwed up.
Yeah.
I would hold that over his head for the rest of his life. Like, fuck.
Yeah. And it's how far down that rabbit hole do you go? Do you do that with every single thing? You have to, you know, if you got a great value out of something and you constantly owe people because it's worth a little more than they thought it was worth.
And guys are like, do your own homework, you jackass. You know? Patrick, I got to let you go, buddy, but thank you so much. I got to get to these other calls. But he says don't feel bad about it.
Such a good point.
Live your life. Here's Jack. Hi, Jack.
Hey, how we doing, everybody?
Hey, we're good, buddy. What do you think Jamie should do about this vehicle? Should she sell it?
You know, I fully agree with Patrick on everything he said. There's that slight moral dilemma, but I think it's that classic, I mean, consumerism. If you're looking at two products and one is way cheaper, why would you not go for that? I'm personally on Facebook Marketplace all the time, and I'm looking for great deals. And whether it's a friend or Facebook Marketplace, if you're going to give me a steal and not do your own homework, I don't know why it would be your responsibility to tell them, hey, you should be charging me 10 times more than this.
That's kind of where I'm at, is like, that's on you. Like, you put a dollar amount on it and said, this is what is acceptable to me. You give it to that person and they're fine with it. That's on them, then, if it's worth more.
Well, I loved Patrick's.
And I also think the friend should have no issues if they find out after the cause.
Yeah.
They find out that they lost out on 10% or 10 times the profit.
Yeah.
I hope so, for
They'll
sure.
They'll be looking at themselves thinking that they're the idiot and they're the ones that lost. Not coming back and asking for the money.
Right. Jack, I appreciate your call, my friend. Some good dude advice there again, right?
It's
just
so
logical, just so cut and dry.
Exactly. It makes so much sense.
Here's Desiree. Hi, Desiree.
How you doing?
Hey, go ahead.
Hi.
Hey, so what are your thoughts on this?
She could, well, if she really likes the car, she should keep it. But if she needs the money, take the money. Because mostly every day is buy cars cheap, fix them up, and resell them. I got this Volkswagen bus. You've probably seen it in your text. And I paid only $3,000, and it's worth $9,500 right now.
Oh. Look at this guy. Look at this guy flipping, making deals.
Making a deal.
So you're all about the money. So you're like, whatever.
Well, of course. Yeah. And then a friend of mine, he was selling his Camaro to me, and I'm like, you know how much this is worth, right? And he says, well, it's about $6,500. I said, well, I only got $1,200. There's the deal right there. Picked it up for $1,200.
Cash
you know?
Talks.
And I
say,
turn around and flip it for $7,500 if I really want it.
You're a sneaky guy.
You know what you're doing.
This guy's rolling it. Appreciate your call. Three dudes back to back to back today.
Keep that money.
Sell it if you want. It's not your problem. Jamie, make that cash.
Yeah.
Katie, you too. Sell your car.
I don't know. I like my car. I love Cookie.
Little Cookie.
Yes! It's time for a Mix 100 Sports Report.
All right, big retirement news yesterday. The Denver Broncos announced that their iconic live horse mascot, Thunder the Fourth, along with owners Sharon and Ernie and longtime Reiner and Judge, they're retiring after more than three decades of operation. The horse needs to rest now. The horse is 19 years old, stepping down due to age, and they don't want to overexert this horse. Now, good news is we'll get a fresh, new, bright and shiny, clean, new horse. The Denver Broncos are bringing the horse operations in-house under the owners because the previous horse was under something called Thunder Spirit LLC, so it was an outside horse.
Sharon and the husband owned it,
Now it's going to be under the Broncos umbrella. They're going to own this horse. But we'll get a new horse, so that's exciting.
A new rider, too?
Thank you to Ann for all those years of riding that horse around.
New rider, too. I actually knew that family and Tyler Palumbus on the sister station here at Altitude. We were talking about this yesterday, and he went over to their house one time for dinner and said this horse had its own stable in their basement.
Good, as it should.
A climate-controlled basement area where he thought that they were going to go down the stairs and out to a little barnyard area.
No, it's a basement horse.
Like an actual basement. You threw me off there.
It's a basement horse. Yes. He was down there on a beanbag chair, playing Xbox.
Yeah,
it wasn't
eating Taco Bell.
It wasn't a man cave. It was a main cave.
Oh no!
This is going to be thunder. Thunder.
It was good to be Thunder. Yeah,
absolutely. That's why they got to retire, because Thunder's all fat and lazy
exactly.
now from hanging out in the basement.
There you go. There's your mixed sports report.
What's the local buzz? What can we expect? We're diving headfirst into the chaos. It's the Mile High Hype.
Yeah, what's up? What's up? What's up?
With JKJ on Mix 100.
This is pretty darn neat. The Department of Transportation has hired more than 2,000 video gamers as air traffic controllers, reaching about 94% of their hiring goals, the most ever in a single year. They launched the recruitment campaign back in April, targeting young adults with gaming skills that you can transfer to aviation, including multitasking, problem solving, high cognitive function, and saving princesses.
Oh. Okay.
I like that last one. Save the princess.
Pretty neat, though, that they're hiring all these gamers to... My biggest concern is, though, they're used to, like, respawning, right? And having unlimited lives. Like,
yeah.
This is real life. You gotta win 100% of the time here as an air traffic controller.
But these guys are good at communication. They wear
exactly.
the headsets all the time. They talk with each
yeah,
other.
Yeah, I've heard them on the headsets.
They're dialed
you
in.
You gotta watch your language,
they
too.
Well,
I've never heard so many foul things come out of 13-year-old boys on those headsets.
Your mom.
Words
know.
That I have never pieced together in my life, you hear children saying them.
Yeah.
It's
and you're like, wow.
You make a really good point. There may have to be some kind of, like, appropriate training
probably
for these kids before they step up to that level.
I'm sure they'll go through a process.
Could you imagine if they didn't and that was the language for them?
I know. You want to do what to my mother after you land this plane? That is highly inappropriate,
exactly,
sir.
Exactly, right? Calm down.
You go
down
do that
there.
To your own mother.
Jeez.
Jeez, Alu. I just hope they have refrigerators stocked full of Mountain Dew for
and
this job.
Beanbag chairs galore.
And jalapeno poppers.
Yes.
All right, yeah. Katie, what else is going on?
Oh, yeah, we've got a lot of good stuff locally. This one, that microburst that caused the bounce house to fly high in Alt.
Awesome.
Oh my goodness. So Johanna Emery, she's a vendor out there. She was at the Fall Festival in Alt over the weekend, and it was her big jam stand that got bounced into.
Not the jam stand.
Yes, jellies, jams, and preservatives
oh,
all over the
no.
place. I can't even describe the scene. It was blueberry everywhere. You wouldn't even believe
everything
it.
Everything was so sticky.
It was. It was so sticky. Everybody is okay. I want to point that out. Johanna's just fine. She
Thank
did
goodness.
Realize later, though, that concrete smashed into her chest and caused a lot of bruising and whatnot. So she definitely was in some pain because of the
well,
bounce house that crashed into her and her jam stand. There were no children in that bounce house.
Not my jam stand!
Thank goodness.
She needs a vest that's filled with jam now at these events that she can put on. Kind of
yeah.
like a bulletproof vest, but it's full of jam.
Full of jam.
So if there's this type of situation, it just hits her jam vest. And
yeah.
Boom.
Exactly.
Absorbs the blast.
Yeah.
Seemed yeah.
like it was jammed or something.
No.
No. That's not it.
That's
oh,
not
okay.
Both.
Well,
no.
the owner, everything was done properly, but it was that big microburst that came out of nowhere, and that happens a lot. It does.
Do you
so.
Think after she was hit with the concrete, she went, oh, jam it. Oh, jam it.
See?
It hurts so bad.
No, it's okay for you.
Yeah, the jokes have to be good.
Shut up, Jerry. Okay. Let's move on, shall we? Okay, a person on a motorcycle. This is wild. They got it all on video. So imagine you're driving down I-25, and all of a sudden a motorcycle zips past you. They do that. I absolutely hate it. And here's what happened in this scenario. There were two Colorado State Patrol vehicles and a motorcycle split right in between them, completely illegal. It's all caught on video again. But right after they broke the law in front of two officers of it, they crashed into the sedan in front of them. Video. Everyone's okay again, but it raises the question of this lane splitting and the illegal lane splitting as opposed to the lane filtering.
Mm.
I still don't know what the heck is legal and not legal.
I just hate it.
It
no matter
me.
What.
There,
if you stopped
me.
Or rolling, whatever
yes.
the legalities are, I hate it when they come flying up in the middle there.
Yeah.
Scares me every damn time.
Especially on the interstates. And again, this happened on I-76, so it was on one of the interstates.
Yeah, makes me jump. I'm like, whoa,
it's
every
absolutely
time.
Terrifying.
Oh,
yeah.
And you know what I say?
What?
Jam it!
She's got the mic, the moxie, and a brain full of Dr. Phil reruns.
She's on me like a duck on a June bug.
But can you take down Katie in pop culture smackdown? This is Katie Crush.
Oh, yeah. this is where it gets intense. Can you do it? Hi, Trevor. Welcome to the show.
How's it going?
Well, it is super dupes, my friend. Tell the entire Denver metro area all about Trevor. Who are you?
Just some blue collar from Elizabeth, Colorado.
Wow, you're way out there. Yeah. Right on. Well, thank you for having us on. What blue collar work do you do?
I build roads.
Nice. Thank you. We love roads.
Yeah. I use them all the time. All the time, Trevor.
We are fans of roads. I got to ask you, do you drive that machine with the big roller on the front that flattens everything out?
Yes, sir, I do.
Yeah. Can you bring that down to the station? Because there's a few interns I need to run over.
Unfortunately, I don't think I can do that one for
lame.
You.
Weak.
Is that insurance or something?
You're boring. You're no fun. Hey, has anybody ever been run over by one of those by mistake, though?
Unfortunately, we did have one in our company not but a couple years ago.
Well, darn it.
Jeremy?
They had to go back to the office and scratch out 500 days without an incident. Put it back to zero. May he rest. All right, Trevor, we're going to give you and Katie the same 5 pop culture trivia questions. Best out of 5 wins, buddy. Ties go to Katie because she made up all the rules. Anything you want to say to blue collar Trevor?
Oh, yeah, Trevor. I hope you roll over all these questions and squeeze out some answers.
Too soon.
Yeah, too soon. Okay, good luck.
Too soon. All right, Katie, get out of here. Trevor, she goes into a room where she can't hear anything. I come up with the questions, so there's no cheating, buddy. And we'll find out. 10-4, and we'll find out if you are right or wrong once we bring her back in. All right, Trevor, let's get her done. What movie talks about the invention of Post-its and is getting a reboot after premiering in 1997? What movie is that?
I'm actually not sure.
You want to pass?
Yeah, I'll pass on that one.
All right, pass it off. Buddy, what social media platform was briefly shut down last year, making influencers everywhere panic, but luckily it was back up in a few hours?
TikTok.
The ticky to the talkie. Here is your 3rd question. What iconic character is Paul Rubens known for?
I'll have to pass on that one.
All right. What instrument is Lizzo famous for playing?
Trumpet?
Trumpet. And your 5th and final question, Mr. Trevor. Who is married to that heartthrob Ryan Reynolds?
Pass.
You don't want to say anybody? Throw anyone out?
I'll have to pass on that one. I actually don't know.
Okay, buddy. We'll bring Katie back in the studios here. She's making her way back in. I'm going to add up how many you got right.
Hey, hi.
Hello, Katrina.
Hello, Jeremiah.
All right. You're up for a challenge today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely. Go. Katie, what movie talks about the invention of the Post-it note and is finally getting a reboot after premiering in 1997?
We invented Post-its. Romeo and Michelle's High School Reunion. That's what it is.
Trevor went with the pass.
Oh.
Also a very good movie, though, Trevor. Pass. What social media platform was briefly shut down in 2025, making influencers everywhere panic? Luckily, it was back up within a few hours.
That was TikTok. TikTok went down.
Trevor, you got that one right, dude.
Hey, Trevor! You got one.
All right, settle down, Trevor.
Okay.
Here's your 3rd one. What iconic character is Paul Rubens known for?
Paul Rubens.
Yeah. Paul Rubens, come on.
I don't know.
Trevor said pass. Will this give you a hint?
Pee-wee Paul Rubens.
It's Pee-wee.
I knew that one.
Oh, no, you didn't.
This I did.
Don't lie. Trevor, what are you doing right now? What's all the clunking and bashing?
Oh, I'm running the loader.
Yeah, all right. That's right. Never mind. There's a joke there. What instrument is Lizzo famous for playing, Katie?
Oh, what is she? She plays the flute. Yep.
Trevor said the trumpet. Oh, come on, Trevor, do better.
He was still.
All right, here's your fifth and final question. Who is married to Ryan Reynolds?
Blake Lively.
And Trevor said a trumpet. No, he said pass. Yeah, it's Blake Lively.
Oh.
4-1, you've officially been crushed by Katie, dude.
Darn it.
Yeah, darn it.
I like you, though, Trevor.
Thank you.
You're a good, hardworking dude. Making roads, nice smooth roads for all of us.
Thank you for your service.
Well, if there's any chance I can make one quick announcement.
No, there isn't. I don't think so.
Oh, dang.
I don't know what you're going to say. It might be inappropriate. You might be like, follow me on OnlyFans.
No. Nothing like that.
What? I don't know.
August 29th in Kiowa, Colorado, there's a rodeo for first responders, and all of our proceeds go to help our first responders in the state of Colorado.
Now I'm all about
to join us.
Yes, now I'm all about
that's
it.
That's how you get people's attention.
Yeah, we're all about our first responders.
When is that again? Say it one more time.
August 29th out in Kiowa, Colorado.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah. Are you in the rodeo?
I work it, yes, sir.
Attaboy.
There we go.
Trevor, I like you a lot. Thank you for doing that. I'm going to go ahead and give you the prize today because you're a good, hardworking dude.
Yay!
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, buddy. Absolutely.
Thank
it was
you
a,
for listening.
A pleasure meeting you, and thank you for giving us that story about running over somebody with one of those rollers there.